Going to begin learning one of the most important swarm that I know of to understand Yiddishkeit, to understand what Judaism is, so that we don't function as Jews in darkness. A person can go through 120 years of life and be mekayem mitzvahs and do everything that you're supposed to do, and have be clueless about what Yiddishkeit is. I don't know how Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to judge at the end of the time, but it certainly is an important lesson that he's going to be teaching us. No matter how many times a person has learned this, you always need to be involved in the study of Ramchal, in my opinion. He is one of the most brilliant minds in the past couple hundred years. And a little bit about the author. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was born in Padua, Italy, in Tuf Samach Zion. Anybody know how to calculate that? I will use the board. Because when you learn with me, what you need to know is that the year 5000 of the Jewish calendar is in 1240. That's the only date you need to remember. Okay? 1000 years, 2000 years, 3000 years, until we get to the year 5000, it's in 1240. So if I'm going to tell you Tuf Samach Zion, that's 400, and always 467. Okay, the Samachs, you add 467 to 1240, it should be 1707 in the Goyish calendar. That's when he was born. And he died? Ramchal died? Anybody know how old he was?
Yeah, 39.
What's that? He was 39 years old, and he died in 1746, and that corresponds to. I already have the 40s, so we're talking about Tuf Kuf Vav. Okay. Very short life. And he moved around, moved to Amsterdam. This was first printed in Amsterdam. The Vilna Gaon, who lived much later, had said that there is no person that he knows that he heard about, he's read about in the past couple hundred years of the Vilna Gaon to understood Judaism like the Ramchal, and he would walk from Vilna to Italy to sit and study Yiddishkeit from him. The Vilna Gaon said that. And Vilna Gaon is... So we're touching on something that is going to, I believe, enrich all of our lives. All of our lives, and every single part of our Yiddishkeit will be enriched. And this is one of the, we're opening up, I hope to, as long as I'm here in Johannesburg, I hope to always be learning Ramchal with somebody. Mesillas Yesharim is the Musar Sefer people call, but it's much more than a Musar Sefer. Derech Hashem is Yiddishkeit, and there's Klach Pischei Chochma, which is 138 gates of understanding wisdom, which is the foundations of Kabbalah. And there are many, many other svarim. We have here a whole collection of his writings. He wrote at the age of 22, he already had 20 svarim out. 40 svarim. 40 svarim is a reference to that he had 40 svarim out. We have very few of them. He was chased, and he was ridiculed, and he was considered a terrible person who wanted to change. But now,
where did he get the chokhmah from?
His Rebbe was Rav Moshe Zakuto, was Mekubel. That's a good question. It's an important question. But the main change happened is that there's people who understood Yiddishkeit without the influence of Kabbalah. Like the Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a Sefer Amun Avideos. Rav Yosef Albo wrote Sefer HaYikarim. The Rambam wrote his Svarim about Yiddishkeit. So you had in the Rishonim period people who explained Yiddishkeit, but by and large it was without any influence of Kabbalah. Rav Moshe Cordoviro also wrote about Yiddishkeit from a Kabbalistic perspective, but then you had those who were influenced by the Giluim of the Arizal. The Arizal, when he came out with his Giluim, it, in Kabbalah it works the exact opposite of Torah Shebaal Peh that we're familiar with. It is Har Sinai, and we get further and further and further away from the clarity. And in Kabbalah, there's more and more revelations as time goes on. And for other reasons, perhaps at another time we'll explain why it works in a different system, it works in the opposite way. But we are benefiting from understanding Yiddishkeit through the eyes of someone who was a Mekubal, and that is how Yiddishkeit is now lived, and today is through the... And he doesn't make clear references to Kabbalah, but it's all based upon those Yesodis. So it is... And... the first shiur might actually be too technical, too boring for some people, because he talks about his ways of systemizing information, about logic. And we're not going to get into the philosophy until we hit really Perek Beis. Perek Aleph is extremely hard Perek also. So we've got a couple of weeks until you're able to contribute your thoughts and this and that and get a geschmack, but that's, I cannot do without the hakdoma of the Ramchal. So let's learn together. I hope today, thank you for the clock, we will be able to at least finish the hakdoma inside and have a little bit of discussion and perhaps more discussion on the hakdoma next week, and then keep it a healthy pace, but with it, your participation. Okay. One of the things of the Ramchal that's unique about him, and I don't really know where he got it from, perhaps from his Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Lamprutny. He had a Rebbe who wrote a sefer called Pachad Yitzchak, which was one of the first and best encyclopedias of Jewish thought. I don't know if you have it here. Do we have a Pachad Yitzchak?
Yes.
No, not a Pachad Yitzchak from Rav Yitzchak Hutner. Okay? It's 20 volumes. He wrote it in Italy, in Padua. Anybody travel through Italy? You cannot leave Italy without going to Padua. it's a bit west of Venice, and northwest of Venice. You've been there? No. Okay, you have. Okay. It was an Ir Ve'en B'Yisrael. Rav Yitzchak Lamprutny, and he organized Jewish thought, and no one has been able to do it as well as Rav Yitzchak since then. We're talking the late 1600s. He was a master. Could be he got it from there. The power of Ramchal is that he understood that you need, when you learn information, you have a lot of information. And we all know so many Ma'amorei Chazal. We all have all kinds of ideas. Says the Ramchal, that is not going to give you of derech, it's not going to give you chokhmah. You need to understand what he calls organization and levels. Okay, we're going to see the words inside, but I'm giving you some of the overview of what we're about to learn in the first pair, in the Hakdama. If you don't understand where things fit in the Seder Hadvarim, and why they're there, and what is a cause, and what's a mesoivov, and what's a part, and what's a whole, and the significance, and the rules for each part. If you don't understand, if you have to have the whole picture, and understand each part where it fits in, and the relationships to each other, then you can understand things. I could tell you a Maimer Chazal, a certain issue that may come up in our dealing in the community, in Paskening a Shaila. And I could tell you one piece of information, and I have no doubt that the number of Yidden that are here in this room that are Tamidei Chachamim and not Tamidei Chachamim will be able to counter with another Ma'amar Chazal that says the exact opposite and say, why do you go with this? Let me go with this. And there's always going to be, and there are so many Deis in Klal Yisrael with so many Ma'amar Chazal, and it's confusing. You need to know the balance of things, where they fit in. I'm going to turn mine off. Tzav. It's concerned enough for me. So that's number one, what he's going to talk about, is the importance of understanding the full picture. Number two, what he's going to talk about is learning principles and not details. How to approach information is you need to learn principles, and don't get caught up in details. If you learn a lot of details, it's impossible to know everything, and you have to know the shoresh. Everything about the Ramchal is defining things accurately. That's his mastery. He defines things beautifully. So the principles that he has in his Hakdama, he's going to apply to Jewish philosophy and theology. But the principles really apply to anything you want to study, whether it's economics or physics or how to run a company. Everything, whatever discipline you want to study, these principles will help you. Okay? Now, the Hebrew here is a bit archaic, but nonetheless, it's still relevant, and let's get it started. Yisron, Hakdoma of the Ramchal in Derech Hashem. Yisron Yediyas Hadvar Mal Matkones Chalkehem, Kefi Machlakosam V'Sidre Yachaseihem, Midiyosam Shelo B'Havchona, Ki Yisron Re'iyas Hagag HaMahudar Ba'arigosov U'Miyupet B'Misilosov, U'Vishuras Matov Mire'iyas Choresh HaKonem V'Hayar HaTzameach B'Irbov. Long sentence. What he's saying is, the advantage of understanding things in their proper context, with all their parts, kefi machlakos v'sidre yachaseim, and their relationships to each other, at the end of this hakdama, he'll tell you that be medayik in every single word. So we can already be medayik here. He didn't just mean it from that point onwards. Everything he wrote is medayik. Is the advantage of knowing things with the relationships in the full picture, midiyasim shaloba havchana, as a, in contrast to understanding things without any clarity of their organization and their relationships, is like the advantage of seeing a garden that is beautiful in the rows and in the patterns and in the that was designed in a certain way, than contrasting it to seeing a forest with beautiful trees and flowers. You can have a forest that grows naturally, and there's plenty of beauty to appreciate. Okay, you've got trees, and you've got plants, and you've got a whole ecosystem going on there. But when you walk into a garden that was well designed, yeah, there's a different simcha. That's how it is by knowing information that is with the proper Seder Hadvarim. Ki, omnam tzir chalokim rabim mashalono adakishu mamadragosim amiti, understanding a lot of different parts without knowing their connection and their true levels, bevinyan akol in the entire structure, harmurkav mehem, etz la sechel hamishtokik ladas, ina ela masa kveda belochemdo, shiyigabo v'yamol v'nila v'oyev v'einachas. When a person understands a lot of disconnected pieces of information, he says, the human mind is such that he's always curious. And you have another piece of information, and it brings a question. And if you don't have the whole picture, it's going to be troubling. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be painful. And you're not going to have any nachas. You're not going to enjoy it. Ki hidei kol echad mehem shiagia tziyuro etzlo lo yaniach mehar bo atshuka lavo ad tachliso. Every single piece of information that you come across, you're going to want to know more about it and to understand the end game. And you won't be able to, because you don't have the whole picture. A major aspect of any subject of discipline that you want to study is the interrelationship that it has with other elements. And its full level. You won't have that. Venintis tishukaso tordaso miblis of asa, and your desire will bother you without being satisfied. Vechemdaso machivato ve'em menucha. Your yearning to understand it will pain you. You won't have any menucha. Lochein hayodea dover al afanav. That's not the case if a person understands things properly, each one in his place. Shibiyos noso misgala le'enav ba'alil kamos shehu. When the subject is revealed to him properly, haloch yelech v'haskel el asher yifnesham, his mind will be able to go where it needs to go. Uviyofi malachosav yisanek v'ishtashe'ah. He'll enjoy his study. There are some people, for example, who learn Gemara, and they jump into the middle of a perek, start this Mishnah, learn this topic. They don't know what the beginning of the perek is about. They don't know what the end of the perek is about. They don't know what the Masechet is. They don't understand the whole thing. And everything is like burdensome. It's difficult. It's not geschmack. It's hard. If people were really want to follow the advice of the Ramchal, first thing you would do is learn the Chumash, the Pesukim of the Chumash about the topic. Learn the whole Masechet in Mishnayos. You understand the structure. And then you know, you pick on your Mishnah that you're doing. You understand where it fits into the whole system. Without understanding the system of what you're coming to, you're missing a lot of the information. And that's what he's pushing in this first section, is the importance to know the entire picture. And that's what he wants to do with this book. It's a small book, but it puts all of Yiddishkeit in one complete, concise, accurate place so you understand the whole system. For example, just to whet your appetites a little bit, what he's going to do, how he's going to develop this, the system. He's going to talk about, towards the beginning, there is one place that all of the world starts, and all of our avodah starts, and that is the Ratzon Hashem. There's a will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely independent, and it will realize its vision. That's the Aleph. Because of that, there's now going to be, you have to have Nivroim. You have to have creatures. Why do you need Nivroim? Question number one. But for some reason, that vision requires Nivroim. And it also requires that those creatures have free choice. And that free choice also requires, another part of it, is that there's Torah and mitzvahs. Why do you need all of these things? That's what he wants to explain to you. So when we end up putting on tefillin in the morning, okay, you understand the place where tefillin fits in to the big picture. It's not just you can get up in the morning, a boy becomes bar mitzvah, and his father put on tefillin, so he puts on tefillin, and he does a mitzvah, and that's all he knows about it. You ask the bar mitzvah boy, why do you want it? What do you do? What's going to be? How you been? Well, I have to put on tefillin, and I have to wait 6 hours now, and I have. And he gives you a whole list of things because he's looking at those specific details. And he has no idea of the big picture that this is part of our way of joining in as partners to help Hashem realize his vision. And we have a Bechira and we're creatures. And without our Bechira, without us being creatures, Hashem's vision is not going to be realized. And now I'm taking part in that whole system. When you understand where you are in that picture, your Yiddishkeit is a different Yiddishkeit. Your davening is a different davening. Your talk is a different talk. Everything about your day, everything about the koilel that our avreichim are learning is different because you understand what the chashivos of Torah is. That's what he wants to explain to us. That's Aleph number one. Any questions?
I just got one question. Is it not possible for things to unfold on a step-by-step basis and then on that basis you build the full vision? In other words, does one have to have the full vision to begin with? Or can one start at point A, graduate to point B, to point C, and thereby build the vision? Like for instance in the Gemara, if one starts at the first perek, and then goes to the second perek and the third perek, so eventually the Gemara unfolds itself.
When you're during the first perek and then go to the second perek, it's unfolding, but even now, when you finish the end, you need to start over again because you're now going to understand the first parak much different. But we're learning now in the morning in the Kollel, we're going to be learning Hilchas Aveda, a couple simonim. We're going to stop at a certain point, and I'm going to ask the Avreichim now to go back and start from the beginning of where we started. And I guarantee you, it's happened to me over, you understand things a totally different thing. You understand the interconnections. It's the yachas. It's the relationship between one point to the other that gives you clarity, gives you a greater understanding. So as far as the vision, I don't think that the Ramchal would agree that you can build up. To say that it's not worth anything, it's worth something. It's a mila. It's taira. You've done the mitzvah. But if you don't understand the connection, your enthusiasm is going to drop. And your approach to it, and your interest, and the reason that you're... At the end of the day, what you want, what we want to have out of all of this, understanding the Yiddishkeit, is that we realize that we're happy about what we're doing, and it is disturbing for me. Whoever has that, it would be helpful if it could be the noise, put it on vibrate or something like that. So that's what it wants to. That's what he wants to give us, the big picture, so that we can approach everything we do knowing and believing and committed to this, that this is for our benefit. You'll understand the picture. It's going to make your Yiddishkeit, your life, much more filled with satisfaction. A woman who comes to give birth, she knows what's up ahead. She knows she's going to have a... She's gone through a difficult pregnancy. She's got another 2 months of pregnancy, and she can't sleep at night, and she knows that she's going to have to go to the hospital, and it's going to be painful for delivery. But she knows that there's a mazel tov at the end. Okay? So everything about this pregnancy and the delivery is with a little bit of nervousness, but Lemaisa, she's committed to it, and she's happy about it. Okay? So we can go through... That's what he wants us to go through life, with knowing that this is going somewhere good. This is helping you. Everything that you're doing is going to be enriching your life, and you're going to a good place. That's where he wants to get us, and that's why he wrote this sefer for us to do that. And now he's explaining to you what he's done. Let's go to the next paragraph. The next chapter, the next paragraph. V'hine, klal ma sheyitzdarach l'adam sheyavchin b'noso, what a person needs to understand and distinguish in this topic that he wants to study. He hasn't even told you yet that he wants to. The topic is going to be Yiddish theology, but whatever your topic is, hu madrigoso ha'amitis shezacharnu. It's the proper level that you have to understand the level. Whatever your topic is that ki hine kishenavchin klal animtzos hamuchoshim v'hamuskolim. When we try to distinguish and understand all of things that are found in this world, all reality, hamuchashim, that we can detect with our senses, the hamuskolim, and intellectual academic ideas, shehim klal kol mashi tztayr tziyuro b'sichleinu, anything that your mind could imagine, that's included in muskolim. So things that we detect and discover, nimsa she'ein kulam min echod madrega achas, you're going to realize that they're not all the same category and the same level. Eliminim shonim o madrikos mischafos. There are different categories, there are different levels. Ukefi hischalif minam ken yischafo mishpateim v'chukeim. And as soon as you go from one subject to another, one category to another, there's going to be different rules that are going to govern it, and different every level is going to have different conditions. V'zemi mashi achirchenu lahavchin b'neim b'haskoseinu. And that's why we need to distinguish them. L'manasik osim la'amitom. In order that we fully comprehend them. Kol echad kefi chuko. Each one according to his thing. So you need to be able to distinguish. It is very possible, I say, his influence for this type of thinking, it could have come, there's a conjecture for those historians who want to study the history, it could be that he was influenced by the Goyish development of science in his time, where they categorize things. This kind of talk of understanding things, each one in its compartment with its rules and its levels, that is kind of the beginning of scientific discovery, where they're able to start classifying things. And he was exposed to the Renaissance period in that happened in Italy as well. It wasn't... we're talking in the early 1700s. When was Leonardo da Vinci, for example? What period? A little later than that? Huh? Earlier, right. So we've already had this wave of... Okay. I'm not sure where it came from, but this is... And he's applied it. His first sefer, he wrote at 17, called the Shon Lemudim, on language, and how to be careful in the how to write and how to speak, and so he uses the power of his language very carefully, and it also has a lot of, he wrote a sefer Higayon about logic, and that all these ideas, I suspect, were influenced by the Haskalah around him, in a positive Haskalah. The Omnam, Roshe HaMedregos V'Aminim Echad, the top things, the top subjects, V'haminim echad is one. V'heim ma'asheroi shi'ibachin banosei. L'hakir me'eze mehem hu. V'heim. Is this an echad? You have a different girsa?
Shmoina.
Shmoina. Yeah, I don't know why it says my. This one says echad. Oh, eight different things. I don't. Huh? Okay, I remember shmoina actually also. I'm reading here and I say, oh. Okay. The eight different things. Eight different ideas you need to establish and determine in every subject. Every single item that you're studying in a subject, you have to know where it fits into this. What are they? Hakol v'hachelik. What is the whole and what is a part? Haklal v'haprat. The principle and the detail. Hasiba v'hamasoivav. The cause and the result. Right? Hakol v'hachelik, the whole and the part, is very different than the principle and the detail. Right? You can have a subject and you studied a certain area. Is this all there is on the subject? Or is it just part of the subject? Now, even if you're dealing with a part of the subject, is it a principle or is it a detail? There are two different ideas. Cause and result. Hanosei v'hamischaber. That means, is it the subject itself or is it an auxiliary quality that's associated with the main subject? That's the first thing you need to determine. Im hu kol ve im hu chelek. Im hu klal o prat. Im hu siba o mesovav. Im hu nosei o mischaber. That's what you have to first decide. Every single thing you're looking at. Classify it. According to its level, it's going to have this distinction. According to its nature, in order to fully understand the whole subject, you need to divide it in these categories. If it's a part, so then yavakish ladas hakol shu chelik mimeno. So once you determine it's a part, so they say, okay, so what's the larger picture? What are the other aspects that I need to learn to complete the picture? Imu prat, if it's a detail, so yachkar al klalo, then I need to find out what the principle is. Im siba, if it's a cause, yachkar al masova, then I want to find out what the result is. So that's why it's important, because once you know where it is, then you have a lot of questions to ask and a lot of things to fill out. Imagine you've got a massive board and you're just marking things down and you got things to fill out all the time because you got these eight different factors and then you got to fill in. What's the result? What's the principle?
Is this after having learned the subject or prior?
He's talking while you're learning the subject.
While
you're learning the subject in order to get the full picture. And once you have the full picture, then you could approach you'll approach the matter more carefully and understand it better. If it's a secondary aspect quality, you want to find what the main subject is. What type of mischaber is it? If it's a quality that's not the main subject, you want to know im kodem, im nimshach, v'im islava. If it's something that precedes the main subject, if it's something that follows, or something that follows, it goes along with the main subject. Im atzmi, v'im mikri. If it's an integral part of it, or if it's accidental. Im bekoach, if it's potential, v'im befoal, or if it's active. Kulan havchonos leishlan tzir inyanos ulasam. If you don't know what it is, you won't be able to get the whole picture. Is it restricted in any way? Is it fixed? Is it objective? And if it's got restrictions, I want to know what the boundaries are. Every true subject that you might find some truth in it will end up being false if you put it in the wrong context. And that is what happens in our Torah. People will say all kinds of ideas in the wrong context. The item that you're saying is true. You're bringing Maamar Chazal. But this is true in this context, and this is true in this context. And if you don't understand where it fits in, you're going to end up misrepresenting Torah. That is why this is a part of the purpose. So we've gotten the the system and the structure and the distinctions that need to be made. Those are the two points that he's made so far.
Does he, through the book, give us the practical way to use these guidelines?
Well, he does it. Along the way, he will say, this is a Masovav, and this is a Siba, and this is a Klal, and this is a Prat. He will do it along the way, and you'll get to see how he created the picture of where he is. He's going to tell you, why do we need Nivrayim? It's something that follows. Why do we have to have Bechira? Why? You know, what is the Ratzon Hashem? Is it something that's what? Do we really know what God is? Or we just have a revelation of God? So what's the bigger picture of what God is? Maybe we only have our myopic perception of what God is, so it's only a chelik of God. But Be'etzin, he's much bigger. And he only wants to reveal himself to us in this way. Why does he want to reveal himself this way? You know, all these things, he's going to put it in the big picture, and then he says, when you get up in the morning and you say Asher Yotzer, you know what you're doing. You know where it's fitting in, the importance of it, the significance. And then it's just going to make your life b'simcha, b'yishuv adas. You're going to be relaxed. You're going to be able to deal with challenges with greater clarity and conviction and not be swayed because you know where you are. You understand that there are some things that Hashem is going to see and no force can overcome them. And some there are some things in life that you're going to be challenged with and you know when this and when that because you'll have clarity. So it's going to bring the Jewish people to a level of understanding of their Yiddishkeit that's going to make it very real. At the end of the day, Yiddishkeit is not about practice. It's not behavioral. Okay? And that is one of the main things that he wants to teach us. It is not just Shmiras HaMitzvahs. It's about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about, soon he's going to say it, I'm just giving you a bit of Hakdama for the next stage. It's about Emunah. It's about our partnership to that Amunah, to Hashem's vision. Amunah means Hashem's Amunah, Hashem's plan, Hashem's vision. Umekayim Amunoso Lishene Ofar, we say. What is Umekayim? Hashem fulfills his Amunah, his plan, his vision, something that we could rely on and we feel confident that it's going to happen. And he's going to do it Lishene Ofar. But there's an Amunah of Hashem and we want to connect to that Amunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can partake in that Amunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we can help that plan. So he's going to talk about that shortly. And let's see the next paragraph. So again, two topics that he's spoken about. Number one is the structure, to understand the full picture. And number two is how to the areas that he thinks are important to determine the eight areas that he thinks are important to divide up in order to fill out the whole picture. Now he says a second, I think those two are kind of one subject. And then he goes into the second topic, which is the principles versus the pratim. V'amnam, sarach shetisbonin, shehine misper ha-pratim atzum ma'od me'echil osam seich la'adam. There's so many details that the human mind cannot fully know all the details. V'yeh shalol ledas kulam, ula ma'sheroi lo shishtadol alav hu yedias kololim. What a person should try to do is to understand the principles. Once you know a principle, it will cover many details. When you understand, you'll know many of the details. Even though you haven't even come across the prat, you didn't know it, that this prat was of this principle. You're going to come in contact with a prat, with a detail, and you're going to recognize that this is a detail of a klal that I already know, because you know the klalim. Asher efshar lahem heyos bilto. It's impossible. The klal doesn't have this prat. So once you see the prat, you'll know what klal is from. Torah should always be in your hands. It's klalim v'nat pratim. A person can know so many details. And that's really what he's talking about. You can know so much. And many yidden go through their lives knowing all the details without the structure, without the organization, and it's a balagan, it's chaotic. And they're going to be confused, and they're going to come across a certain situation in life, and they're going to pull out whatever comes to mind or whatever's easier for them at that point to use that Maimer Chazal to guide them in their lives. But because they don't have the full picture. There's maybe two or three Mamori Chazal that are opposite. If you don't understand the structure, you're going to pull out the wrong one. So don't have Pratim, have Klolim. This, that says, Ayin Sifri Hazinu, I don't think he wrote that. There was a person who printed Derech Hashem a couple hundred years ago, Yosef Begun, and he was the one who added a lot of the Mar Makomos to it. Does anybody have the Sefer from... Yeah, I see all have the... There's a printing of Yosef Begun that was... there was a number of... And he added, I think, the Mar Makomos. Okay. Ach Mashi Yitztarech B'Yediyas HaKlolim Once you're going to study Klal, and now he's talking about learning the principles, you have to understand the full gamut, the boundaries, and all the details, all the parameters of the principle. Even if it's something that looks to you like it is doesn't have anything, any detail or any benefit, any results coming out of this principle, you should still sarach shetishmar alsam, still keep it. V'tashis lahem libcha, and keep it in the back of your mind. V'lotia vaz lahem, don't discard it. Kamo she'amri chachamina zecharon levracha, like he says, ke'ein lecha davar katan o gadol baklal. I think he's skipping here. Does somebody have another girsa here? He adds in what the Chazal say. I think Chazal said that there's no part of Torah shebichtav and Torah shebapeh that is reik. I think he leaves it out. Or maybe somebody, some of you have a girsa that adds what the Chazal is. And then he goes on. There is no Jewish principle that doesn't have some result, some details, some toloda that comes from this. Umashalo Yosef lo yigra b'ktsas ha'pratim. Hine yolid toloda rabba b'zulasan. If you don't see anything right away, at another time, in another place, there will be benefits from understanding the principle. B'yos ha'klal klal l'chulam tzarech shi'evo Therefore, you should study the klalim very carefully, think about them and their relationships. How they ended up, how they flowed, and how they're going to carry on. Results from the principles. Then you'll be successful if you know the principles well. So this is his second main point. Understand the structure, study principles, and not detail. Now he talks about the book that he's going to write. Because of this, I decided to write this book, my dear reader, Chibur Katan Zeh, this small book, V'chivanti vo lehatzia lefanecha kelolei ho'emuna v'ho'avoda al buryam. That is what this book is about. That, if you want, if you're taking your pencils and you want to make notes, that is the entire book, those two words. Emuna and avoda. Okay? Avoda is actually the small last part at the end, the fourth chapter, the fourth chelek. But emuna is most of the book. Emuna va'avoda, al buryam. And he's going to use these principles that he's had to describe emuna. We have to properly translate what he means, what I think he means by that word emuna, and what he means by avoda. But let's just finish the paragraph first. Ba'ofen, shetuchal lamod aleim al nachon, you understand what emuna and avoda is correctly. V'yitztayru b'sichdecha tzir maspik, you'll be able to visualize it and understand it properly. Mutzal min ha'irbuv v'ha'amavucha, devoid of any confusion and chaos and unclarity. V'tirish shor shehem v'anfehem b'madrigosam b'beir hor efshari. As much as it is humanly possible, I will show you the roots and the branches and the levels clearly. That's my job, to explain to you the whole picture of emunah and avoda. sheyashvu alibcha, so that it sits well in your heart, v'sikna osam besichlecha b'muvchar shabaponim, in the best possible way, it will sit well in your heart, and you'll be able to have a kinyan in it in your mind, u'misham v'hala. Now here's a promise that he gives you. If you study this book carefully, and you're kona this book carefully, and he makes a promise. Misham b'hala yeka lecha limtzo das elokim b'chol chelke ha-torah u'feirusheha. You will be able to understand Hashem's wisdom in all areas of Torah and its commentaries. V'lamod al kol sesoreha. And you'll understand the secrets of Yiddishkeit, Kabbalah. Kivirkas Hashem Elokecha asher yitein lach, as much as that you are capable of doing. Everybody's got a different level of capacity of understanding, but if you use this book properly, you will enrich your understanding of Torah, you will enrich your understanding of Yiddishkeit on the Nigla level and on the Nister level. That's his promise to you. So that's how powerful this book is. This is a book that will take us from darkness to light. And it's something that Once you understand this, you'll read Mesil Sisharm differently. You'll go on to the next level of other Das Tvunas, which expands, which is really the carryover. From this, he goes into Das Tvunas, where he discusses the Ratzon Hashem very clearly in more detail. All of his other Sfarim that he has written about, and who knows where we this shir and where this can end up going, but eventually there might come a point where we're kona this, and in smaller groups that are able to be kona the other areas, I'd be happy to learn together the other areas where he's. But everything is in this little book. This is the big pick. This is the structure. It's a simple book. He gives you the thing, and every other area of Yiddishkeit fits into one line or one paragraph of this sefer. Look at his words that he says, "Shis yashvu alibcha v'sikna osam." What he's talking about, let me try to explain a little bit what he means by emuna and avoda. We have, people nowadays use the word emuna not in the context that he means. People say, "Ani ma'amin b'Hashem, I believe in Yiddishkeit, I believe in Schar v'Onesh, I believe in Nevuah, ani lo ma'amin." That's not the context that he's talking about. He's talking about, we have yediyah. Anything that you can potentially prove is not defined as emunah, that's defined as yediyah. If it's something, it's a fact, if it's a system that you can empirically prove or disprove, so you approach your wisdom, you find observable data, you turn to teachers who have studied more, and you do experiments, and you determine what your pieces of information are, right? The Yidden who went out of Mitzrayim, they all saw Yitzias Mitzrayim. They all knew the facts. But nonetheless, the Torah is able to say, V'hein lo yaminu mi, and then v'yaminu b'Hashem v'moshavtu. Emuna is after you know the facts, and it's clear to you the history or the discipline, you know the material, then emuna is the next stage, which says that I recognize that this is something that I want to incorporate in my life, and I believe this is good for me. I take that information, and I'm able to v'hashivosa elav. That says in the pasuk, v'yodata hayom v'hashivosa elavavecha. You can have the idea, but it's a fact. I know the information. I know it's true. But does it inspire me? Does it motivate me? Does it make me lead my life in a certain direction? I know it, but it doesn't do anything for me. Why? Because I don't really believe, I don't have confidence that this is going to take me to a place that is good for me. It's a fact, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I have Bechira. He gave the mitzvahs of the Torah. If I don't follow him, I'll get punished. If I do follow him, I'll get schar. That's all yediya. And then there's a level of emuna, of a hashevosa elavavecha, where it sits in you and your entire goof, your entire mind, your entire neshama feels that this is right, this is good, this is pleasant. You turn into this woman who wanted to get pregnant, and she wants the baby to come, and she knows this is a talich here, but she says it's a mazel tov at the end. That's where the emuna comes in. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place to go. I know that he's entirely independent and nothing can stop Hashem's will, and this world is going in a certain direction, and I know that it's, I want to be part of it. I believe that it is a good thing. Then your avoda, that's the second part of it, is when you say, I want to take part in that system. I want my interest is to do something to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu realize his vision and the part that he wants me to do. He's asked me, for whatever reason, and we're going to learn why, whether it's an anaf or a shoresh or a sibo or a mesobov, but there's some part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created Nivraim and I want you to do something to take part in realizing my vision, to be part of emunaso. U'mekayim emunaso l'sheni yofar. That's what the words emuna and avoda are. V'hine, says the Ramchal, mishtadalti, I tried, l'sader hadvarim besidur sheniri l'yoser nos. I spend time to try to put it down in an order that I think is the best appropriate way. Uva milos, and the right words, shechashavtim hayoser hagunos, the most appropriate words. He was very careful. Laseis l'chatzior shalem mehadvarim ma'ele, in order to give you a proper picture of these concepts, asher gomarti lahaskilcha, which I have decided to inform you of. Al ken gam ata, therefore you, my dear reader, ata, now, you need to do your part and be very meticulous, very careful on my choice of words. Velishmor is kol zeh shmira ma'ula ad timtza makam shiyolecha, until you find a place that it is going to bring you benefit in your life. Sit on my words, study my book, until the point, if you don't understand it, you don't think it's going to benefit you, read it again. Do something. It will benefit you. It will help you. And if it hasn't yet helped you, then get back into it because it's there to help you. Va'al tevater al shum diktuk. Don't overlook. If you have any question about my choice of words, look at it again. I meant it exactly the way I said it. Pen yis'ale mimcha inyan echrechi. If you're not careful on the diktuk, you will lose out on an important principle because he's been very careful on his choice of words. And try to understand my whole picture, my whole idea, and collect and gather all of this information in your mind. You will find tranquility which will be good for you. You'll feel good. It will give you direction. It will give you strength. You'll have conviction. People are challenged all the time with different things that hit their way of life. And if you understand these principles, you will be able to navigate. You will have strength. You will know when it's a nisayon and how to deal with it and what the emes is. And all of these things will guide you. V'hine karasi shem ha-sefer hazeh derech Hashem. He's not leaving anything here. Every single detail is important to him. He's emphasizing, it's not just he wrote the book and then somebody else added the name or he just chose a name. He wants to explain to you why he called the book Derech Hashem. Why? Ki hine hu klal midrochav yisbarach shemo shegila lano aydei neviyav v'hodianu b'taraso v'vohem minahalenu u'minahal kol b'riyosav. This book is the way of Hashem. It means Hashem has started a path. This is the road that Hashem has taken. This is it. He's going to explain to you the path. Hashem, and he's going to start off with what God is, but basically the will of God as it's revealed to us. The will of God, and that will of God has started at one point, and everything in history, everything in our universe, everything in our avoda, every rock, every animal, every thought, every piece of information, every yetzer is all part of that system, and it's all part of the way of Hashem. And it has been revealed to us through the prophets, and he taught it to us in our Torah. Uvahem minahalenu uminahal kobri yosef. This is the way that the entire creation and all the creatures are led. V'chilakti oso la'arba chalokim, I have divided it into four categories. Chelek rishon adaber bo al klal yesodos hamitzius upratosav. Understanding the principles of reality and all the details, the Yesodo Sametzius Protosov. Okay, and that is, you see, a Yesodo Sametzius. Take a look at the, I don't have an index here in this book. Maybe I do. Yeah. Take a look at Yesodo Sametzius in your index. Baboreus Barach Shemo is the first chapter. Understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. B'tachlis HaBriya is why Hashem created the world, the purpose. B'min HaEnoshi, where humanity fits into that. B'matzava Shal HaAdam, B'olam HaZev, Adrachim Shalafana, B'derech Prat. Our avoda here in this world. B'chelki HaBriya U'matzavehim, in all the areas of the rest of the creation. That's Yesodos HaMetzios. Understanding the reality around us. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and where we fit into that picture. Chelek HaSheni, B'Hashgachasa Yisbarach Shemo, is Hashem's involvement and recognition of everything in the Bria. Take a look at your index for Chelek HaSheni. B'Hashgachas HaBari Yisbarach Shemo, it talks about B'Inyan Hashgachas Yisbarach Shemo B'Chlal, the principles of Hashem's Hashgacha, B'Mikri Hamina Enoshi B'Olam Hazeh, all the different types of people and their relationship to Hashem, and how Hashem observes all of humanity, Jews and non-Jews, in this world, Olam Hazeh, B'Hashgacha HaIshiyis, how he looks at each individual person, B'Inyan Yisrael V'Umos HaOlam, the relationship between Jews and non-Jews, B'Ofen Hashgacha, B'Seder Hashgacha, and Hashpaos HaKuchavim is the influence of that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angels and how he brings influence to this world. And then, B'chedek HaShlishi, B'Nevuah. A lot of people have decided to talk about prophecy as part of a fundamental of Emunah. Being connected to the Emunah, you have to understand prophecy. Why? We're going to see more as we hit later on, but let's first read the topics. And prophecy, Chedek Shlishi, in your index. B'yana Nefesh Yipu'ul Oseh, B'yana Pa'ula B'Shem Osev Kishuv, Ruach HaKodesh HaNavua, Mikri HaNavua, B'Hevdel Kol Nevi'im Mimoshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, talking about all the different parts of the neshama, all the capacities that people have for a higher level of attaining information, not through your intellect and observation, but drawing wisdom and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom through prophecy and Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy. Why is prophecy such an important aspect that has to be addressed in the Emunah, in Hashem's plan? Because at the end of the day, all of humanity was created to reach its highest level, and that is prophecy. We are so far removed from prophecy, Bizman Hazeh, we don't understand the significance. You say, there once was, but it used to be in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael, up until, do you know what the period of Pisuk HaNevuah was? Alexander the Great. Strangely enough, the rise of Shimon HaTzadik was the last prophet, and as soon as Alexander the Great met with Shimon HaTzadik, he conquered land. That was the end of Pisuk Nevuah. Up until that point, every single Jewish person, male and female, every parent who raised their kids was trying to get their kids to be a Navi. That was considered the height of Yiddishkeit. Your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your religion was one of a euphoria and understanding of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Nevuah. There was B'nai Nevi'im, there were schools, going to schools for prophecy. That's what it was. Yiddishkeit was about. You were trying to, in order to be a prophet, you had to have good midos, and you have to have your Shemaim, and you have to be a Talmud Chacham, and you have to... All the things were necessary in order to be a prophet. So that is the height of humanity. That aspect of understanding the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what he wants to give us here in this Sefer. He wants to take us away from what Baruch Spinoza in Amsterdam, and he was also in Amsterdam, looked at Yiddishkeit and said, Yiddishkeit is just behaviors. Just actions. It's really started with Paul in the beginning of Christianity, which said, God is not interested in your actions. God wants your heart. God wants your devotion. And that's going to save you. And what they were pulling away from was true Yiddishkeit. True Yiddishkeit was the Nevuah, was the connection to the Emunah. And then he gets to the end of our Akedama. The chelik haravi is ba'avoda. Ba'avoda means how we are able to say we want to be a partner together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his vision. Ba'ata achi, and now my dear brother, kol mevakesh Hashem, anybody who is yearning to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'derech hazeh leich, in this way, what is the way that he's telling you to go? Derech Hashem, in the path of Hashem. Vahashem ye'imcha, Hashem will be with you. V'nosan l'cha inayim liros, he'll give you eyes to see. V'oznayim lishmoa niflos mitaraso, and you'll have see the beauty and the wonders of Hashem's Torah. Amen. Kein yehi ratzo. Any questions?
Not fitting into you, you've got to do avoda. Isn't that musa? Don't you say musa is something that you internalize and then you can do the maisa?
It depends how you define musr. I know what you mean by musr. What do you mean by musr? How do you define musr? Rabbi Shaul Salanter, who is considered the initiator of the musr movement, okay, did say that one should learn Masilas Yesharim as the best Musar Sefer. But at the end of the day, the Masilas Yesharim describes for us, if we one day, God willing, we'll learn together, or you'll take a look now on your own, at the Hakdama, the introduction to Masilas Yesharim. And in the introduction to Masilas Yesharim, he says, you know what? There are five ways he describes, and he brings the pasuk and breaks it down. Five ways to reach connection to Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And one of them is Shleimus HaLev, and one of them is Ava and Yira. There are emotions, and there's behavior, there's actions, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and there's Seichel, there's intellectual capacity, and he divides, and Midos, behavior of character development. He divides up and he says, you know what? All of these are different ways for different people in Klal Yisrael to reach Avodas Hashem. He brings the pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomimach Ki'im. And he goes to the pasuk, Le'yiro, Le'ahava, Lishmor, V'holachta Bidrach. And he divides up the pasuk. He says, there are five areas. And there is not just one way. So the Sefer Mishil Sesharim, if you take it, it's not a Musar Sefer. It's inspirational. It may be for some people, it's the way that he has, it's Reb Pinchas Ben Yair's Mahalach, and that's really based upon the Kabbalistic, the 10 Kabbalistic levels of Chagat Nehi, and going into Malchus, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, and then Keser. And that's what the Sefer is, how to get to Ruach HaKodesh, how to get to what we can have in this world, the highest level, and we can't reach Nevuah until Mashiach comes. We'll get Nevuah. Everybody will have the Ruach Hashem, will have Nevuah. But today we can get to Ruach HaKodesh. That's what he's talking about. We want to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This Sefer is about making your Yiddishkeit real, that you feel that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, and that I'm depending upon him, and I'm relying upon him, and I feel that his mahalach of life, his derech Hashem, is for me, and it's going to be good for me. I want to go with his mahalach. That's what the word emunah means. I'm relying upon you. I trust you. I have confidence in this approach. Not just that I know it, but I feel with every fiber of my body. That's what the emunah is. And avoda is my connection to it. So Masilas Yesharim is a chelik, is the process of how one, after you know this book, you want to now have the mahalach of how to get there. He'll tell you step by step how to get there. You follow that from Zahirus to Zrizus to Nikius, and then you go to Precious. You keep on going higher level to get there, but it's all about your Devekas, and he wants to understand what Yiddishkeit is truly about. Any other questions? Agite Nacht.